Is it awe that you could live from day to day watching friends being gunned down or blown apart, and still get up the next day prepared to face the same horrors? Or perhaps fascination at how you and your comrades were able to return to relative normality after the war, with the ghosts of the dead watching what you made of the life they were denied? Age is creeping up and taking its toll, and as what war correspondent Ernie Pyle called the old fraternity of war enmeshes me one final time, I want to honor the men I served with by telling as best I can the untold stories. Many of these stories are from men who are no longer with us, and I can think of no better legacy for them and their families. Most important, I want to share my personal memories in the hope that my experience will serve as an example for present leaders and those of future generations who must make difficult decisions and put their lives on the line in the preservation of liberty. Memoirs, by their very nature, are intensely personal. In combat, a soldier can only relate his memories of his field of fire. Consequently, accounts by the enlisted men and non-commissioned officers in general completely ignore the fact that the Army does have a chain of command, and that the chain of command usually works. Non-commissioned officers usually ignore the fact that the Army has lieutenants. On occasion, a company commander might be mentioned, on rare occasions, a battalion commander. But most memoirs never mention the existence of a battalion, regimental, or divisional staff.